I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, the West Virginia DNR's trout program is in high gear now as we roll into springtime. We'll talk a little more about trout stocking in West Virginia right after this. In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone.
Although the annual stocking of trout by DNR started way back on the first of the year, things have gotten into high gear in recent weeks. Mike Shingleton is the leader of the DNR's trout program.
We start in January, and it's limited stockings, and then we pick it up a little bit in February, and then actually the 1st of March is when our full schedule goes into action, and we'll continue through April and May. To the end of May.
As always seems to happen, weather has kept the trucks off some of the most remote streams in recent days.
Right now, it's a little difficult because we're still having cancellations due to weather. I know there's parts of the state that have no snow or ice anywhere near them, but here in the mountains, even in Elkins, we don't have much snow or ice here, but you go up, right now we're unable to stock Upper Shaver's Fork. The West Fork of the Greenbrier, we're having difficulty. Williams River, so there's still some places that we're not able to get into, and hopefully we'll get in soon.
And Mike explains the trout going in are in good shape, but the current conditions make them very unpredictable for activity.
Right now they're running around 11, 12, maybe a few in the 13-inch range. The size will increase as we go through April and May. They're in pretty good shape. We've had a few calls from anglers saying that they'd seen some very lethargic fish or even maybe a few dead ones. These fish, for the most part, come out of water that's in the mid to low 50s. And right now, this time of year, especially here in the mountains, our water temperatures are still in the 30s. And so that can be quite a shock. And that'll knock them off their feed, and sometimes they won't bite very well. Every time we get a snow melt, it lowers the pH, and sometimes that'll keep them from wanting to feed too much.
Shingleton's advice for anglers this time of year?
Fish very slowly, because they're in water that's real cold, and they're cold-blooded animals, so when their body temperature drops into the 30s or 40s, whatever, they become very much, their activity level is very, very low.
But Mike says things should really start to get good in the next few weeks as days become warmer and the water temperatures heat up. Get out and enjoy a little trout fishing in West Virginia in the weeks ahead. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.